Essa é a SBS em português.
More than 70,000 cases of Mpox and more than 5,000 deaths have been detected in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Australia has not reported any case of this strain spreading in Africa. Still, it has reported more than 400 cases nationwide of the first strain, which was recorded years ago, with a sharp increase in cases reported among men who have sex with men, indicating a shift in the transmission dynamics. Vaccines are available free of charge for this group. The World Health Organization has followed the decision of the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, to declare Mpox a public health emergency, a situation that WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom described as very worrying. Less than 24 hours after the World Health Organization declared the new strain of Mpox virus a global public health crisis. And we talk now with Dr. Karen Chi, a specialist staff member at the Southeastern Sydney Local Health District Public Unit, to explain a little bit more about the situation in Australia.
Hello, Alana.
Dr. Karen, thank you so much for talking with us. I think, first of all, what is Mpox? So probably people are aware about this name. This is a name that people already got to use, or it's a new virus?
So Mpox was previously called monkeypox. Mm-hmm. It's caused by the monkeypox virus. It's been around for a while and mainly used to cause cases in certain African countries, for example, in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In these countries, the spread is by contact, humans contacting animals, which can carry the Mpox virus. So if they have either contact with these animals, or they have consumed contaminated meat called bush meat from these animals, the people can get infected with Mpox. Recently, we have also found that Mpox can be spread by sexual contact between people, and also if you live, you know, in the same household with someone who is infected with Mpox. So if they have contact, close physical contact with a person who has Mpox, they can also get Mpox. In the past, Mpox used to be restricted to these countries in Africa where the disease is endemic. But in the last few years, we have also had spread to countries outside of Africa. So especially for the situation in Australia, we had our first Mpox case detected in 2022. And most of our cases in Australia have been through sexual contact. Actually, all the cases have been through sexual contact. And the people at highest risk of getting Mpox in Australia are gay and bisexual men who have sex with men. The other people at risk are people, the sexual contacts of these men, and also sex workers. So with Mpox, the spread, as I said, can be through sexual contact, but also skin-to-skin contact with someone who has the Mpox rash or blisters or sores on the skin. So with this, there are two different strains of the Mpox virus. The strain in Africa, unfortunately, causes a more severe illness with a higher risk of death. The strain in Australia, fortunately, causes a less severe illness, and most people do recover within a few weeks. So the presentations can vary, but most people get what we call lesions on their body. So these can appear like pimples before they become blisters, and it is related, where it is on the body is related to where they've had contact. So it can affect the anogenital region or the mouth or other parts of the body.
Just to reframe this one, so how people can identify that they may have Mpox, they're infected now?
So if they have those clinical features, like if they have lesions and they had recent sexual contact in the last 21 days.
21 days is the time that the virus can be incubated. Yes.
So it's in the last 21 days. And in Australia, we're talking essentially about gay and bisexual men who have sex with men. So a lot of these cases, when we have, you know, when they are diagnosed with Mpox, we also advise them to let their sexual contacts know, to monitor for symptoms, and if they do have any symptoms, to get tested.
Partners, they are aware that they have Mpox. What would be the first symptoms that they have to look for? It would be like just the pumps on the skin, that is another type of thing that can they have to look for. And if they see something, where they should go?
Yeah, so it depends whether they are vaccinated or not. So there is an Mpox vaccine for Mpox. We find that people who have not been vaccinated, they may have earlier symptoms like a fever, feeling generally unwell, very tired, before they develop the blisters on their skin. Sometimes they don't have those fever or, you know, feeling unwell symptoms. They only just see those blisters on the skin. And the blisters, they can start off with just looking like pimples.
And then if they start to see those symptoms on, like, as you describe, it looks like a little bit as a cold, can be like fever, like tiring, before to actually show up on the skin. What they should do, they should go to the pharmacy, they should go to any health place. Which kind of help they have, can look for?
Yeah, so if they have any of these symptoms, we recommend that they get tested as soon as possible. In Australia, we have public sexual health clinics. They are across the whole of New South Wales. We recommend that they ring the public sexual health clinics to make an appointment, and they will get them in to get them tested as soon as possible. Anyone can go to these sexual health clinics to get tested. You don't need a Medicare card, and the assessment and the treatment is free of charge.
And what would be the treatment for someone that is already infected?
We find that most people don't need specific antiviral treatment for Mpox. If they have pain, they may get by with just Panadol and some sort of local anesthetic. If they have a lot of blisters on their skin or they have a lot of pain, then they need to get a specific antiviral medication. For that, they are usually admitted to the special unit at Westmead Hospital to receive that treatment.
And for the vaccination, who are the people that can request to be vaccinated as a prevention?
So the vaccination is also free for anyone. No Medicare card is required. It is also done at the public sexual health clinics. The three groups of people that we recommend to get vaccinated are, firstly, all sexually active gay and bisexual men, sexual partners of gay and bisexual men, sex workers.
Men more than women?
Yes, men more than women.
For this first group?
Yes, that is our at-risk group here in Australia. And with the vaccine, it is two doses of the vaccine, and the second dose has to be given at least 28 days after the first dose, at least 28 days.
And what would be the consequences of this disease, this virus? There is any side effects that can stay longer? We say that the Africa outbreak, you said that the strain in Africa is more dangerous than the ones that you have identified here. What would be the consequence of this virus?
So if you have a lot of the blisters on your skin, it can, you know, in the long run, leave scarring. We also advise that people who have had Mpox, because they can still excrete the virus in their body fluids after they recover, we advise them to wear a condom during any sort of sexual activity for 12 weeks after they have been cleared by their doctor.
How they can know they are cleared? They have to come back to the doctor because some of the treatments, it's like you said, is light, just like pen pills. But if it's a lot of bumps on the skin, then maybe antibiotics as well. How they can actually know that, free from the virus on my system?
Yep. So every Mpox case is followed up by either their GP or the specialist, depending on, you know, where they got tested in the first place. They need to, basically the blisters have scabbed off and it's nice, normal skin before they are considered no longer infectious. So it's the GP or the specialist who gives them that clearance.
The WHO, they have declared it as a health, global public health emergency. They are talking about this strain from Africa. So there is a risk, like, even though there is already cases in Australia, there is the risk to actually have cases similar to the ones that is happening in Africa.
Yes, there's always a risk because of travel and people, you know, going to Africa and then going back to their home country. Yes.
And for the cases that we have now, do you guys have any profile? Do you have cases, now talking about the Portuguese community, that is reaching the Brazilians or Portuguese people as well? Do you have cases that englobe these people?
Yes, we have had at least one or two cases.
In other parts of Latin America as well?
Yes, in other parts of Latin America. So we've had people who have come from Colombia. That's been quite a prominent country of birth.
Yeah, so in 2024, we had until now, 67 cases in New South Wales and 24 cases in Melbourne. Is that correct? Or is the numbers already have increased?
Yeah, the numbers have already increased. As of the very last situation report, we have had 97 cases notified in New South Wales.
The World Health Organization, WHO, said that at least 100 new cases of small Mpox or Mpox are being reported daily in Europe. WHO Regional Director for Europe, Hans Klunging, called for more international action to contain the spread of the potentially deadly infection, which has been declared a global health emergency.
We can and must tackle Mpox together, across regions and continents. So will we choose to put the systems in place to control and eliminate Mpox globally, or we will enter another cycle of panic and then neglect? How we respond now and in the years to come will prove a critical test for Europe and the world.
Klugin emphasizes that Mpox is not COVID, so masks are not necessary, and the way this virus is transmitted is different from COVID. But a global response to the spread of this virus is needed.
Mpox is not the new COVID. Critical test for Europe and the world.
Understand a little bit, what would be the main difference between the one that is in Africa for the one that we have here so far?
I think the main difference is how severe the illness is and also how it is being spread in Africa compared to here in Australia. So in Africa, it's not just, you know, amongst men who have sex with men. It happens in the household, And it spread to children, also to women. And because I guess the healthcare system and also the general health of the cases in Africa are not as good as here in Australia, the risk of death is higher. That would probably be the two main differences.
Dr. Carey, if you have a message for anyone that is listening this interview, what would you recommend to people to do, and what would be your message?
So we strongly recommend that all eligible people, so we're talking about sexually active gay and bisexual men, their sexual partners, and any sex worker, get the full 2-dose course of Mpox vaccination as soon as possible. The vaccination is free, and they can get it at any public sexual health clinic. They just need to ring to make an appointment before they turn up to the sexual health clinic. And it's free for everyone, even if the person does not have a Medicare card. The other message would be to make sure they monitor themselves for symptoms of Mpox. So if they have any blisters or pimple-like rash on their skin, especially on the genital region or in their mouth, to seek advice early. And again, the best place to do this is at the public sexual health clinics where they can get treatment for free.
Dr. Carey, thank you so much for your information. It's such an important issue that we need to be talking for the few minutes. And if there is any update, please let us know.
Will do. Thank you so much, Alana.
Quer ouvir mais notícias como essa? Ouça na Apple Podcasts, no Google Podcasts, no Spotify ou em qualquer leitor de podcasts.